I think I'll stand up too. I've got some props. But I'm Anna, a compulsive overeater. I'm very, very grateful for abstinence. My voice actually is from the United States. I came into program in Chicago. That's where I'm from, the U.S. And I just want to say it's wonderful to be back in Iceland. I was here about 4 years ago leading a retreat, and it's wonderful. Carrying the message. I should qualify first. I'm abstinent. My abstinence date is 8 December 1980. And I was about 20, 25 years abstinent, and someone who also is in AA said, you know, we get coins with our sobriety date on it so that we never change it. Because then you'd have to buy a new coin. And they're expensive. I think it was my husband, walked me into an AA shop one day and said, we want to buy a coin and this is the date. He's only known me clean and sober and abstinent. I'm not in AA. And so I carry this coin around all the time. When I came in, this meeting is about carrying the message. At my first meeting, I think the coins were from AA at the time. OA didn't have much. Somebody gave me a coin. It might have been my sponsor, I don't remember. But that's what they gave to newcomers. When you come to my meeting in Salisbury, you get a coin. It has the Serenity Prayer on it. And the suggestion is you put it in your coin purse, right? You've been pigging out. You stopped at McDonald's 5 times on the way to that OA meeting. All right, well, next time you go to McDonald's, you got to open your coin purse and look what's going to be looking at you. This coin. So ever since, I've always kept an OA coin in my coin purse because I'm as close to that bite as all of you. Doesn't matter how many days are behind us, the next bite. Y'all, I don't like buffets. We've been doing buffets like every day. You know, that next bite is right there all the time. I like reminders. So I'm grateful somebody carried the message to me with little tricks of the trade. Keep this in your coin purse, and then it might just stop you from buying that crap with that money you've got. So I just thought I'd start with my two coins. I was 12-stepped. I was at a business meeting. My mother was visiting for 2 weeks, and the agreement was I eat right, she pays for the food. Eat right meant lettuce, salad, anything that you don't sell. Salad bars had just come out. It was a brand new thing. If you ate salad bars, you were healthy. Now, salad bars, you know, you look at the one here. You don't have to stay thin eating on a salad bar, but that was the point. Anyway, so that was the agreement. Totally nut case, obviously, mom, daughter. She's not a compulsive overeater. She's just a nut, too. But we sat down at this table with a colleague of hers, kind of all in the same profession thing. Anyway, we're at this conference. And obviously, this woman saw I was a nut case. And thank God she was in recovery. And she said, I know something that might help you. I'm a member of Overeaters Anonymous, and it's really helped me. Okay, I don't have a problem. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't want help. I don't, you know, what? She pulls out a meeting list. So, we don't need meeting lists anymore. I always used to carry a meeting list with me because they're on the internet. You know, you just say to somebody, you go to OA.org, punch it in, you got 20 meetings near you. Okay, not everybody does, but lots of people do. Well, she pulled out a meeting list, circled the ones that were near me. At the time, all meetings in the Chicago area were all about abstinence. That's the only reason people stayed, was to stay clean. So it wasn't like some meetings were about getting clean and other ones were about feeling good. It was all about getting clean. And you don't always feel good when you get clean, but if you're not in the food, so in the morning you feel darn good. You know, that's what recovery is. You wake up not hating yourself, right? So what I carry all the time in my purse is a lifeline. And if you get electronic lifeline, good on you. It's hard to pass that on to a newcomer. I suggest you get the hard copies. Read them. Don't keep them. If you got piles at home, this is fabulous. Donate them to your meeting. give them out free to newcomers, and have everybody in your meeting carry one in their purse. So when they're sitting in that airport waiting lounge next to somebody who weighs 500 pounds, they can go, hey, you know what? This has really helped me. Here's my name and telephone number. I'm giving you this book. Done it, it works. Actually, I used to do it anonymously on airplanes because I was scared to do it face to face. So I'd see someone get up at the loop and I'd go, but it was the best I could do. Now I actually am brave enough to say, you know, this is what worked for me. Somebody came up to me and gave me a piece of literature. Now what I did with that literature, so that was how I was 12-step. I never heard from her again. She knew I had the information I needed. What's she gonna do, chase me down? No. She was like, this lady's either hit bottom or she's gonna hit bottom, but her job wasn't to help me feel better and get to me. Her job was to say, here's a solution. If you want it, it's there for you. And so what I did, I went out for 6 months, and every month I put on 5 pounds. But I did it like this. The first 2 months, I gained 25. And the second 2 weeks, disco dancing was really big. I could lose 8 pounds any weekend I wanted to. The next 2 weeks, I lost 20. Now, I'd always gone up 25, down 25. What happened in those 6 months is I gained 30 pounds. Because I went up 150, and I only went down 120. Right? Up, up, and this thing kept going up. So in America, we have this feast day called Thanksgiving. I went to it with a... We call it potluck. Everybody brings their own, you know, there's tons of food. So I'm sitting next to a woman, weighs about 350 pounds, and I just put on my 30 pounds. I was freaking out, but I was going to diet. All of a sudden, she and I were both eating our thirds, and it was that day I hit bottom. I realized, I can't stop. I can't do the 20 off. I don't know how to not put 25 on every 2 weeks. It's just this big dawning. So I did a little math, and it was only going to be not very many months. I was going to be 350, and I realized I would explode eventually because I wasn't stopping at 350. And it was over. It was all over. And guess what? I went home, and what's on my stupid fridge? The meeting list this lady gave me. Why had I put it on the fridge? It didn't make any sense. So it's sitting on this fridge and it's circled. Now, Thanksgiving's on Thursday, and the meeting was on a Sunday. And it was in the basement of a hospital, not a church. I could walk to it, so I did. I walked to it, hated it. Everybody was fat, everybody was middle-aged. And I'm older than middle-aged now. And, oh my God. And they were saying, God, oh God, God, no. Let me out of here. I sat there, I bolted. But I bolted with dignity of choice because on a diet, I'm going to diet. I picked out that week like I never had before. I wasn't eating carrots and celery anymore. I was eating anything that wasn't nailed down. I didn't weigh myself that week. I did grass. I weighed myself 3 times a day for long, long, long. But I had little red lines, green lines. Anyway, I was a nutcase. I was absolutely insane. I was holding on to jobs, barely. Everybody knew, you know, I'd come in shaking or whatever. On or off the sugar, didn't matter which way I was going. Are you on or off? I'm dying now. I'm not putting on now. I was out of control. And so I went to the second meeting. It's all the same people. It was in another hospital, but I could also walk to it. I was in a medical area. So I walked to this hospital, and same friggin' people. And I'm like, well, this isn't working. And but they had gotten a speaker from outside the meeting, praise God, and her name happened to be Anna. Now, I am pride made over. I listened because her name was Anna. If it had been anything else, I would have hated her. And so I listened, and she passed around a little photo. That's the other thing I always carry to meetings. I'm only keeping off 30 pounds, but God, I'm glad I don't look like I used to. I like looking thin or normal. But she passed around a photo, and I'm like, what? And she was real little. She was like your size. Person. And I realized, that's what I want. You know, I love those before and after photos. I want it. And she said it was possible, and her eyes were sparkling, and she wasn't just eating carrot sticks. And I was like, whoa, Tyler, thank you. Which means five more.
Yes.
Okay. So, quick to the chase, because I'm not getting very far. But I wanted to say, the next person who helped me that day, someone came up to me and said, do you have a sponsor? And I said, no. Again, why would I have said no? Because then now I've got to get involved. I said no. She said, call me tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. And in the morning, I'm 24 years old. I'd never seen that unless I'd stayed up with a boyfriend from the night before to see the sunrise. And she said, dignity of choice, you can pick anyone you want, but pick number one because you're going to forget how your number. And she said, read the first 100. She said, buy this book right now. I know you have $5 in your pocket. And read the first 164 pages before you call me in the morning at 6 o'clock. I did. I have never binged since. I have never overeaten since. I have never eaten between meals unless it's planned. I've been pregnant and stuff since. And I am so glad that lady came up to me and didn't wait for God to work in my life without 12-step. So those two people 12-step me. And somebody else on that day came up and gave me her telephone number and this little card. And I've carried it ever since, one day at a time. And I had the Serenity Prayer on the back, the OA sign. And I was never alone again. It's just a friggin' miracle. Also, within the first week or two, somebody gave me how it works. Or they told me to buy it. I don't know. You know, buy that. I did whatever they said after that. Because the next day I woke up and I hadn't picked out. I talked to this lady. She starts giving me questions, homework, everything. It works. After a month, I've taken step one. Step two was really hard because I didn't want to say insane out loud. You know, I'm a nuthead. And she helped me say, yeah, you're a lunatic. And at 30 days, I was telling a couple of people, 30 days abstinence, the tradition for me is that's when you start sponsoring, because by then you're at about step three. You've either taken it or you're at it. And I said, oh, I don't want to sponsor. She said, don't worry, no one will ask you, Anna, you're a lunatic. And nobody did right away. So. But I was clean. I was just nuts. And what this program does, especially 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and I've done, I just follow the directions here. I did the first 9 steps in the first 18 months I was in program. I have never gone back to steps 1 through 9. I've never done them again. She just made sure they were so solid. You know, yes, I still know I'm a nutcase on my own. I've never wondered if I'm a compulsive overeater. She helped me take step one. I have never wondered. Ever. And I know I'm a loony bin without this program. And I have made a decision to turn my will, my life over. I made it way back then in 1980. I've not had to ever make that decision again. What I've had to do is act on it, which is what all the other steps are. And when I cleaned out everything, I had thousands of dollars worth of stolen goods in my home. So step 9 is actually my favorite step because that was the absolute cleanup step. And everybody I went to, that's how my 12-stepping really started. Because every amends I make, as it suggests in the big book in the AA 12 and 12, which is the literature I continue to use then, still do. It says, we tell the person exactly what we're doing. I'm a member of Overeaters Anonymous, like Alcoholics Anonymous. In order to stay abstinent, I have to clean up my life. And I stole this from you when I was 5. And I'm paying it back.
One more minute.
Thank you. And I also, at the time, interest in banks was really high, so you had to add 10%. I added 10% interest to anything I'd stolen. And my sponsor said, what if they have a sister who's 500 pounds locked up in the cupboard? And they've never heard of OA. It is our responsibility to let people know about OA. We are not a secret society. And the 9th step, it's like I came out of my closet. Doesn't matter, who knows, I'm in OA. So I can 12-step people in the airport. I can talk to people at work. I mean, 12 cents, some poor guy at work. I stop eventually. You know, they've got my name and number if they want it, or where needs are. But my responsibility is to let people know this program works. You can put the food down. It's just like the alcohol. You never have to pick it up again. It's an amazing recovery. It's an amazing recovery, and it is possible. And every one of you, some of you know it, some of you don't. Some of you want it, some of you don't. It's okay. If you want it, it's possible starting right now, today. And that's the message to carry. And it's a pretty amazing message. And if it's not in your group, go find where it is. You may have to go to an AA meeting or something to get that solid recovery, because it's the same recovery. And that's what I do when I need a really, really strong meeting. I'll go where there's really, really strong recovery. But the best way, also, it's a 12-step, but it's also a great way to stay clean. If I'm in a really, really bad place, I call someone who's still in the food. But if someone before me said it's selfish, I'm calling them because I need a jolt of what my option is of how I can be in 2 weeks. Because in 2 weeks, I'll be gone. I'll be unrecognizable. And I really don't want to leave who I am. I really like being in recovery. I like being clean. I like laughing. I like having a good time. I don't like hating myself. I never did. So I'm very, very grateful for recovery. And yeah, it is possible to 12-step, use the tools, but just do whatever you need to do for you. I do what I need to do to stay abstinent. And in order for me to stay abstinent, I need to share the message. But if that is at the expense of my abstinence, I'm a nutcase again. I got to be abstinent first. It's always first. So that's why I'm here today. This keeps me abstinent. One of the things I do, I love to do retreats because it really helps. It just, wow! I got to be abstinent in order to do it. I don't want to cancel. And afterwards, you know, someone might call me up afterwards. What do I want to say? Oh, yeah, I went back for food after. I mean, that really keeps me abstinent. Anyway, this does too. Thanks.